This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You are being transferred to standby till the start of... You are now being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
First of all, welcome everyone. I want to really say thank you to Rabbi Yaman for... These are not easy Mishnayos. I left you with the horsing around Mishnayos the first day that you did it. I don't know how many different items there were in those two Mishnayos. So thank you. And we're lucky to have people that are capable to do these things. It's a gift from Hashem. Thank you very, very much. We still have moments left to Baruch's Yahrzeit, so Le'ilui Nishmas, Yaakov Chaim Ben Abba. His neshama should have an aliyah, he should be a Melts Yasher for you and your whole family. I always say this. I've been telling you, Rabbi Isai, you want to read a good book? Get the Rabbi Wolfson biography. I'm telling you. So by his father's Yahrzeit, he said that Meisim are chofshi min ha-mitzvahs. They can't accomplish. But since Bra Mazaka Abba, a son, is Mazaka father, if a son continues, you know, then he sends his father Schusim and he prolongs his father's life. Mida kenegen mida, that's why Kabbalah Savischo Vesimecha Laman Yarichun Yamecha. That's why we live longer. Because by behaving well, Rebbe comes to share, he sends right away up a large text to his father in Shemayim. So Hashem says that's what Rabbi Wilson's chiddush is, and mida kenegen mida. That's why it's laman yarichun yamecha. We're also sponsored by the Fisher family, Le'ilui Nishmas, Basi Bas Robert Shlom Ben Avraham Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain, Le'ilui Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefuah Shleimah for Liyom Moshe Ben Chai Yisor, Yaakov Ben Basi Leah, for the schus of Avraham Ben Yom Benish Ben Malki Hudis, for Yo Klugman and family, Lefuah Shleimah for Chana Bas Shoshabina, Rivka Bashi Olea, Yitzhak Ben Tzim and Dusha, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chai Yisora. They should have a Refuah Shleima B'Sarich Shachar Yisrael. Now, Kera is a wide leg of a bed, not a thin, narrow bed, a wide leg of the bed, which you could sit on by itself. And therefore, it itself can be tame if, let's say, a nida sits on it. So Kera Shaisa Tamei Medras. It became tamei because it itself is fit for a zav, a nida, to sit upon it. Then v'chibur l'mita, then you attached it to the bed. Ayvei, the poisoned leg, attached the leg to the bed. Kula tamei medras, the whole bed becomes an avatama. Persha. If you remove the leg again, then he tmeya medris, the leg removes it, remains an avatama. Vamita maga medris, and the bed is something that came in contract with medris. So the bed is a rishon. Hoysa tmeya tuma shiva. Let's say the leg had corpse contamination. Corpse contamination is for 7 days. Right, the chibur lamita, and you attached it to the bed. So now the whole bed is a tmei meis. Kula tmei tumashiv. All is tmei tumashiv. Persha, you remove the leg. So now he tmei tumashiv. It still remains a tmei meis. The bed is something that touched the tmei meis, and it's a rishon. Lamita tmei tumas arev till the evening. Hoisa tmei tumas arev if it was. Tamei Tumas Erev, this leg, v'chibur l'mita, and you attached it to the bed, kula tmei Tumas Erev, the whole bed becomes tamei until the evening, persha, if you remove the leg, he tamei tumas erev. But now a rishon cannot be metame of the kalim. So therefore, the hamita tahira, the bed is tar. The chain, and the same dynamics is true by hashen shel mader, a tooth of a pickfork, a prong of a pitchfork. Right. So if the, for example, the prong was tamei medras, and you attach the prong to the pitchfork, and the whole pitchfork becomes tamei medras. You remove it, it remains tamei medras, and the pitchfork is maga tamei medras. And the whole Mishnah in review. Now, tefillah. You know, I talk about tefillah, and I mention with sadness the passing of one of the most chashuv seferim here in Lakewood. Rabbi Berger passed away yesterday. Rabbi Berger was a sefer extraordinaire. He was from the old-time Lakewooders. He was a very chashuv of a person. He happened to also be married to my daughter-in-law, Rivki's, my oldest son's wife's mother. So it was my daughter-in-law's uncle. Yehi zichro baruch. I am presently wearing tefillin of his. Several times I upgraded my tefillin. I always felt that I drive a nice car. I should drive a Cadillac tefillin. So I upgraded it once, and then I upgraded it even again another time. It's a mitzvah that promises arichas yamim, and the more beautiful we could do the mitzvah of tefillin, the better. Nobody should have a cheap pair of tefillin. If when you bought tefillin, you bought a cheap pair, and you have the means, you should upgrade it. So anyway, tefillah, the tefillin shorosh, arba kelim, is four compartments. Let's say it became tamei meis. So hiter ktitza rishayna v'tikna, if you removed the first compartment, you fixed and redid it. So since it becomes part of the rest of the tefillin, tamei tamei meis. V'chein shniya, even if you redid the second one, v'chein shlishis. But still, the original fourth compartment, which was a tamei meis, is there. So it's all a tamei meis.
What does it mean you redid them?
You reattach new parchment to it. Now, hiter es harevius. Parchment is not the right word. New skin. Hiter es harevius. If you undid the fourth compartment, so now there's nothing left from that which was tamei meis. So tahira mitmei meis. But the other three compartments touched a tamei meis, so therefore the whole thing is maga tamei meis. The whole thing, aval tmeya maga tamei meis, as din of a rishon. Chazal rishayin ve'etira ve'tikna. If you then remove the first one, still tmeya b'maga, it still is maga tamei meis, v'chein shniya. Hiter es hashlishis, if they undid the third one, so that's the last one that touched when it was a tamei meis. So now, tahira. Why? You'll say the fourth one. The fourth one never touched a tamei meis. It only touched a magat tamei meis. A rishon cannot be metamei akelim. Sheravias b'maga, the fourth one is only touching the other three that were maga tmeimes, v'ein maga is a maga. Maga can't make a maga. Rishon can't be matame a keli. Gedalia has really pretty much given you the schedules, and it was really, really up to date on everything. Just to let everybody know that I will be here through Tisha B'Av. I have a big doctor's appointment actually on Erev Tisha B'Av. And tomorrow night there will be a chumashir after the daf. Daf will be at 9:05.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.